This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency in an effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Two very big words.
At a Rose Garden news conference, the president said the declaration will free up to $50 billion for state and local governments' virus response. He's also waiving interest on federally held student loans, among other moves. The administration's been criticized for a slow virus testing rollout.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
Blaming it on an old system not equipped for this size outbreak. The president says more tests are being made available, but urged people not to rush forward without certain symptoms.
It's totally unnecessary.
But says he will most likely be tested after being near a Brazilian spokesman last week who tested positive days later.
Not for that reason, but because I think I will do it anyway.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration and Congress have apparently reached an agreement on a bill that would provide free testing and paid sick leave for workers affected by the coronavirus outbreak. The bill would provide 2 weeks of paid sick and family leave for those affected. It would also expand safety net programs that help people weather economic downturns, including school children who would lose free meals if they have to stay home. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the measures would be good for the entire country.
The American people expect and deserve a coordinated, science-based, and whole-of-government response to keep them and their loved ones safe. A response that puts families first to stimulate the economy.
And President Trump tweeted late Friday that he fully supports this particular bill, saying that he will always put the health and safety of American families first. Again, the Trump administration and Congress reaching an agreement on a bill that would provide free testing and paid sick leave for workers affected by the coronavirus outbreak. This is VOA News. Iraq angrily condemned U.S. airstrikes on Friday that it said killed several Iraqis. However, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, the U.S. commander for the Mideast said that the strikes were aimed at an Iranian-backed militia that attacked a U.S. airbase this week.
The airstrikes were targeting Qatib Hezbollah, which Washington says is responsible for many attacks on U.S.-led forces. Most recently, the massive rocket attack on Wednesday that killed two American soldiers and a British soldier at an Iraqi base, although no group has claimed responsibility. This was American General Kenneth McKenzie on Friday.
We believe that the collateral damage is going to be very low. We expect there are going to be fatalities on the objective, but I don't have those numbers for you right now. We'll work to get those out here in the near future as we continue.
This was the third time in recent months that the U.S. has targeted Qatib Hezbollah, most notably the airstrike at Baghdad Airport that killed Iran's Major General Qasem Soleimani in January. He was the second most powerful man in Iran at the time.
And that is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. A U.S. appeals court Friday said it would reconsider a recent decision dismissing a Democratic-led congressional panel's lawsuit seeking to enforce a subpoena for testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit said it would hear arguments in the case on April 28th. The House Judiciary Committee has sought testimony from McGahn, who left his post in October of 2018, about Mr. Trump's efforts to impede former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation that documented Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. On Wall Street, stocks jumped the most since 2008 when President Trump declared a state of emergency. AP's Mike Gracia.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street Friday to close a tumultuous trading week as President Donald Trump announced new measures to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Stocks doubled gains in the last half hour as Trump made his announcement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average recorded its biggest gain since October 2008, rocketing 1,985 points or 9.4% to close at 23,186. The broader S&P 500 clawed back 230 points, a gain of 9.29% to close at 2,711. The NASDAQ composite shot up 672 points or 9.34% to close at 7,974. Friday's gains followed by one day what was the worst drop for the markets since the Black Monday crash of 1987. I'm Mike Gracia.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, the VOA News.